This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and here's what we have on the plate tonight. No guests, no calls, boatload of emails, but this is what's on tap. New York continues to be flooded with Texas illegal immigrants. Is it good? Is it bad? Am I indifferent to it? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the communist way of thinking. Why is it wrong about everything? It doesn't make sense, right? Have you ever thought about that? We'll get to that in a minute. You history lovers are really going to love it. About 1 hour from now, we are going to do a little history rewind, tell a little history story. You ready for some history? I know you enjoy that. The FBI agent escorted out of the FBI. Why it's not nearly as good as you think it is. In fact, it's terrible. Donald Trump demands he be declared the winner. We have teachers pitching for pedophilia, all that and much, much more tonight coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to actually begin here with the FBI agent, because that's the big news, right? That's the big news. It's all over. And oh, by the way, quick disclaimer. I'm perfectly aware of what's happening in Iraq. In case you aren't aware, it's bad. Iraq appears to be on the verge of descending into some sort of horrible civil war or revolt. People have emailed in and asked, hey, what do you think? I know you were there. What do you think? I didn't mention it last night. Don't expect me to mention it tonight. Yeah, I was there. I don't feel any connection to the place. And that's pretty much how it's been there. The Shias and the Sunnis, the two different Muslim groups, they don't get along. They haven't gotten along. That's obviously a very violent conflict that's been going on for quite some time. I don't care. I do not care about Iraq. I know that's cold, but it doesn't matter at all to me. So don't expect any Iraq coverage on the show, period. Now, back to the FBI thing. The headline from today is this. Trump says the same FBI agent escorted out Friday for hiding Hunter Biden's laptop was involved in the Mar-a-Lago raid. Now, there's a ton to that right there, so let's rewind so we can make sure we all have our ducks in a row. I'm actually not doing this for you, full disclosure. I'm doing this for me. I just kind of vomit my thoughts out there on the radio without any planning whatsoever. Shut up, Chris! And it helps me line things out. It helps me organize things in my mind. Okay. Escorted out Friday for hiding Hunter Biden's laptop. I played it for you a bunch already, so I'm not going to play it again. But you remember we had this bombshell dropped on us that the FBI, Mark Zuckerberg did it accidentally. He's kind of a weird guy, so you know it was accident. Mark Zuckerberg sat down with Joe Rogan and told Joe Rogan, the FBI came to us after the Hunter Biden laptop story, and they explained to us, there's some Russian disinformation out there. We need you to censor this. And then it was promptly censored. The FBI inserted itself in the case. Inserted itself. Who at the FBI, by the way, who is this agent? Well, Chuck Grassley has talked about him before.
In those letters, I provided evidence of extreme left-wing bias shown by a special agent in charge by the name of Tim Tebow. He is special agent in charge of the FBI's Washington field office.
Is there anybody in Washington, D.C. who is under the age of 175? I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted, but I mean, all right, anyway, back to this. Tim Tebalt. Okay, Tim Tebalt was involved with hiding Hunter Biden's laptop. And I want to give credit to this, to Margo Cleveland. She's at the Federalist. Just stay with me. I'm gonna break all this down as simply as I can here. She's at the Federalist. I'm going to interview her on my TV show tonight if you want to hear her break it down more, but I like to kind of keep it simple because I'm stupid and low IQ people like me need to keep things simple. She points out, you should have heard something during the debate in 2020.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except of his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what this that's where exactly
going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop that, right. is Russia, yes. Russia,
Gentlemen,
Russia?
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding. Here we go.
You got to love the debate moderator at the end when Joe Biden gets called out for his son and his own malfeasance saying, I want to stay focused on race. I bet you do, you communist hag. Anyway, but back to this. Did you hear what Joe Biden said there? It was a little snippet, but you hear what he said? And again, credit to Margo Cleveland for this thought. This is not my thought, but I steal other people's thoughts. It helps me sound smart. Margo Cleveland says, that's not what I was told. So I dug into this a little bit. Joe Biden appears to have been briefed about the Hunter Biden laptop story before the story even broke, and he was briefed by the FBI. So the FBI not only ran to Facebook before the story broke, remember, before the story broke, and told them, this is coming, it's Russian disinformation, censor it. They also gave Joe Biden a heads up, which brings us back to Mr. Tim Tebalt.
In those letters, I provided evidence of extreme left-wing bias shown by a special agent in charge by the name of Tim Tebow.
Okay. All right. Stop. Grow up, everybody. Stop. Tim Tebow. Now let's fast forward to the Mar-a-Lago raid. The Mar-a-Lago raid that there was no justification for. Do you know how I know there was no justification for the Mar-a-Lago raid? Because nobody in the government, FBI, DOJ, or otherwise, has seen the need to give us the justification for the raid. All we've had is various media apparatchiks running to the microphone trying to provide a justification. But that has not come from the DOJ or the FBI. Who was in charge of that raid? According to Trump, it was a Mr. Tim Tebalt. So, okay, Tim Tebalt, special agent at the FBI. He organizes Joe Biden to be briefed on the Hunter Biden laptop story that's still coming. He also was a guy who goes to Facebook and tells them to censor the story. Fast forward just a couple years, he's the guy getting a warrant to raid Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And that brings us to the gigantic news everyone's talking about. This FBI agent was, quote, escorted out. Now, what do we know about that? Let's pause on that for a moment. Don't worry, I'll do a little recap on this if your eyes are glazing over and you're a little lost. Okay, so the same guy who briefed Joe Biden, who told Facebook to censor it, he's the same guy who just authorized or spearheaded the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and now we get word that he was escorted out of the building. Maybe you sat back and you saw that headline yesterday. Maybe you didn't, but maybe you saw that headline yesterday, and maybe, just maybe, it gave you a little glimmer of hope. Maybe you saw that headline and you thought to yourself, okay, everything's bad. I get that. Everything's corrupt. DOG's corrupt. DOJ's corrupt. FBI's corrupt. It's bad. It's dark right now. I get all that. But maybe these people are finally scared. Maybe they know justice is coming for the FBI. The GOP's going to take over. Maybe they're scared and they're starting to clean out all these bad apples at the FBI. Maybe you sat back last night and you had a glass of Jim Beam and you'd said to your husband or your old lady, honey, I think we're getting ready to rise back up again. Maybe you did. And I'll be honest with you, I had a moment yesterday too where I thought the same thing. But then I gave it just a little more thought and I thought to myself, this is actually way worse than it possibly could have been the day before. Why? Why is it worse that an FBI agent was escorted out of the building? A corrupt communist. Isn't that good? I will tell you why in just a moment. Before we get to that why, let's talk about why your slippers suck. Quit. Seriously. Your feet. Your socks. The shoes you wear. You have to take care of your feet. You know one of the things they practically beat into you in the Marines? Is that your feet are your everything. You didn't go through lectures in the Marines about taking care of your hands. I mean, your hands matter, but you go through lecture after lecture after lecture about your feet, changing your socks, keep your feet dry, keep your feet healthy, keep your feet. Why? Because your feet are everything. Don't believe me? Talk to somebody who's stuck in a wheelchair about how different their life is. You can survive just fine without a hand. Without a foot, that's tough. MyPillow slippers aren't just comfortable. They're of the highest quality. They put impact gel in there. They're so sure that you're going to love them. They have a 1-year warranty on slippers, and they have a steal right now. You get them as low as $29.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get yourself some. Or call 800-845-0544.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe these Eagles haters we have. We get complaints about the Eagles on the show, Chris. That's flat out un-American. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're about 45 minutes away from history. You ready for some history? Before we get to that, let's get back to something else. And I have to talk about something really devastating that happened to me personally today, but that's going to wait a few. Why is it actually terrible that a corrupt FBI agent named Tim Tebow, he was escorted out of the building? Shouldn't that be good? Well, no. First and foremost, understand something. You can retire and be escorted out. In fact, you are escorted out. When you turn in the badge at the FBI, when you're done with all that, they will escort you out of the building because you no longer have the clearance to have access to those things. So we don't even know that he was fired. But let's assume the best, worst, whatever. He was fired, right? Woohoo! Well, that's actually a terrible sign. What it means is this. All the people in charge, from Christopher Wray, Joe Biden, Merrick Garland on down, they know... that there are going to be some very terrible things revealed when the GOP finally does take over and they start digging into this, because it's gotten so far out of control now. Now you even have mealy-mouthed loser low-T GOPers saying, okay, we need serious hearings here. This is way out of control. So they know people are going to demand the books be opened. What they did with Tim Tebow is they found themselves a fall guy. They found themselves a scapegoat.
And if they really did fire him, I've got some bad news for you if you're thinking that you're going to end up with justice. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. You might want to write this one down, pal. If you're a special agent at the Federal Bureau of Investigation and you not only direct Facebook to bury a story to, in order to protect Joe Biden, you then also 2 years later direct a raid on Donald Trump's home with no justification whatsoever. You know that because they didn't give you a justification. Well, you need to spend the rest of your life in federal prison. And I don't say that just for justice reasons, although I do say it for justice reasons. You need to spend the rest of your life in federal prison because the other agents at the FBI need to understand those are the stakes if you choose to go ahead and get political with the power you've been given. If you're in the government, from public health to the FBI, DOJ, IRS, EPA, I don't care where you are. If you're in a position of power where the taxpayer pays your money, the most severe punishments for our society should be reserved not for the poor guy who shoplifts a Butterfinger. It should be reserved for the FBI agent who politicizes his job. The FBI agent is the one who should never see the light of day again. But Tom Thibault won't do that. Even if he was fired, even if, let's say, by some small miracle, which won't happen, they manage to take away his pension. You know Tim Thibault, you know he's going to be rich, right? You understand that being a good servant of the system guarantees that Tim Thibault this time next year, once all this stuff is blown over, he'll have a nice fat paycheck from MSNBC, CNN, or he'll be teaching something like ethics to Aiden of yours, who you sent to Harvard like an idiot to spend $200,000 so he can learn to hate your guts. Or he'll be working with Hollywood. Hey, let's get an inside man out there. What goes on inside the FBI with the brave men and women protecting America? The system takes care of its own. They escorted him out of the building because he's an easy fall guy. It'll try to placate the low-T GOP so they won't look any further. So instead of spending the rest of his life in federal prison, where other FBI agents will then learn to never do such a thing again, instead of that, he's going to move on to a life of wealth and luxury. And the corruption continues. I didn't mean to burst your bubble there, but the more I thought about it, the worse I felt it got. The worse I felt it got. And we'll get to what Trump demanded about the 2020 election here in just a few. I want to address something else because this is not something that gets addressed enough. And it really is something we need to talk about because I find this fascinating. I find human nature to be fascinating. New York City City Council, they're installing new signs in Times Square. You know, America's cities have seen a massive rise in violent crime. Murders, arsons, carjackings, the worst. It's been awful, right? What's the New York City solution to the violent crime, the murders that are now happening daily? New York is installing gun-free zone signs in Times Square. Gun-free zone signs. You have gangbangers, homeless drug addicts assaulting and murdering people across the city. You have career criminals being sprung from jail by New York's DA Alvin Bragg. And the solution is to install gun-free zone signs. Now, I could do the cheap, low IQ, right-wing talking point. Now, that's so stupid, it's not going to do anything. Yeah, we all know that. If every single person listening to the sound of my voice knows that. You're already rolling your eyes. You know it's not going to do anything. Okay, we got all that. But wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around how it's possible that the communists, the people on the left, are so wrong, black and white wrong, about everything they believe. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how odd that is? Shouldn't there be some sort of mix and match? Right? Where you have this position on this thing and this position on that thing. And I guess you kind of agree with the left on this and kind of agree with the right on that. Or, oh, they have a good point on this. But they're dead wrong about every single thing. When it comes to the border, when it comes to taxes, spending, when it comes to guns, when it comes to every single issue, COVID, COVID lockdowns, foreign policy now, how does it happen? How is it humanly possible that you can be wrong about everything? That doesn't make sense. If you think about it that way, it doesn't make sense. You should, look, you should accidentally, just percentage-wise, you should accidentally fall down on the right side of an issue with something. What are there, 10 major issues, 20? Abortion, whatever the case may be. You should, just by human nature, like you're rolling a dice out there, accidentally come to the appropriate conclusion about at least one issue. But they're wrong about every single one of them. Every person with a brain sees gun-free zone signs going into Times Square, and they say to themselves, oh gosh, that's actually laughably stupid. How's it possible to be laughably stupid about everything? I'll tell you how it's possible in just a second. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Stealing eyes, but they just
can't kill the beast. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, if you're going to play the Eagles all night, you're not going to hear any complaining out of me. Now, remember, all my emails go directly to you first, pal, so you may be catching some heat for it, but that's a whole lot of not my problem. It's not my problem. I'm not controlling the music out here. It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Remember, we're just 30 minutes away from history, you history lovers. All right. Signs going in Times Square saying gun-free zone. And I was thinking about that last night, and I was thinking to myself, how is it possible communists are wrong about every single issue? And this is what I came to. You choose good paths and bad paths in life. As a general path, you choose good roads and bad roads. Did I ever tell you, let me give you a little side story. Did I ever tell you about Thailand? Not the jungle warfare part, the recreational part of Thailand. We were in some dumpy little base, some Marine Corps base, and we were doing training in Thailand. And occasionally we would get a few days off. We called it Liberty, Libo, it doesn't matter. We got a few days off, a weekend. It would be a Friday night or a Friday and a Saturday night. And being young Marines, we didn't want to stay on base and stare at a bunch of dudes. We wanted to go out to Thailand. We wanted to go out to specifically Pattaya Beach, Thailand. And we wanted to have beers. And we wanted to see Muay Thai kickboxing and have fun. Maybe chase some women around. We wanted to go out and have a good time. Things young Marines do when they're on overseas, right? And I'll never forget this as long as I live. It's when I knew I was in a very, very evil place. We had to take a bot bus. Bot is a currency over there. And they have these dumpy little ancient pickup trucks that you hop in the back of them. And all there is just a bench just nailed into the bot bus. You hop in the back of them and you take off flying from the base into town. They line up outside of the base. Bunch of you and your boys go out. You get in the bot bus. You're heading to town. Don't worry. This will come back to communists here in a second. You're flying into town. You do get a view on how the other half lives. We would drive by entire families of five, all riding on one motorcycle, and I don't mean with a sidecar. I'm talking the kids piled on the handlebars, on the back, no helmets. You drove by people riding elephants. I mean, it was like you were in an Indiana Jones movie. That's what it was like for us. We're like, this place is wild. But then we get to town, and there's water. Pattaya Beach is right on the water. As you can, I know you're going to find this shocking. It's a beach on the water. All right, so there's a beach on the water, and you can walk parallel with the beach, basically on the beach, on the boardwalk. And we were always heading down to watch the kickboxing. We wanted to go watch the fights, bet, you know, a couple bucks on the fights. We didn't have any money, but we wanted to go. They have these huge, basically open-air kickboxing arenas with 10 rings in there. They had midget fights, which were hilarious. They had girl, what, Chris? They had girl fights. It was just fights. And we would walk down towards the kickboxing ring. But, okay, so we're along the beach, right? We're walking parallel to the beach, perpendicular to the beach. Okay, so running away from our walk towards the kickboxing ring, there were these streets. And I understand it's a family show. There are kids listening, so don't worry. Everything's going to be good to go. But you should understand, you could look down these streets and you would see nothing but bar after bar after bar after bar after bar. And there would be women of the night out in the streets. Right next to the two women of the night bars that were out in the streets, there would be clearly a place where they were selling drugs. Right next to that, there would be a place where boys would be out on the streets. And you would look down the street and you would say to yourself, I remember saying to myself, and I was a bad person, especially back then. I probably is even worse than I was now. I am now, to be honest with you. But even then, I would look down these streets and I would say to myself, that's the devil's alley right there. And that's where the devil is. And if you walk down that street, everything around you, everything will be evil and wrong. You're not going to walk down that street and run into a nun who's feeding the poor. When you hook up, if you, and some guys did, if you hook off that boardwalk and you walk down that street, once you're on it, there aren't good choices to make. There are no good choices. There are no good stops along the way. Once you have chosen that path to walk down that alley off the street, you are walking into trouble. And you will find nothing but trouble the rest of the way. And that is why you have gun-free zone signs going up in Times Square. And if you were to talk to any city councilman or woman, and you were to ask them, go down the list on issues, taxes, spending, abortion, border, whatever it is, you would find that they are dead wrong on every single one. Because at some point in their lives, maybe this was parent-driven, maybe this was friend-driven, girlfriend-driven, boyfriend-driven, maybe it's college-driven. At one point in time, they were walking down that boardwalk, heading down to have a couple beers and watch some kickboxing. And the allure of the dark alley was just simply too much. And they ducked off it, and they chose to run away from truth. I sound like Tony Robbins or something here, but it's true. They chose to run away from truth and embrace lies. And when you go down that road, there's no truth left to be found. You will inevitably come to the wrong conclusion about every single thing. Every single one. It's why we spend, it's why you spend and I spend so much time mocking these people. They're so worthy of mockery because, I mean, look, it's not just because they're stupid.
I will say that today was a very important day. And while a lot of folks might be disappointed that the launch did not actually happen, a lot of good work really happened today.
That's what? That doesn't mean it. It's not just because they're dumb like Dome. It's because they've chosen a path where there's no truth left. So everything they do now will be wrong. You're on your way down to watch the kickboxing fights. They've chosen to go down the dark alley path. That's why they're wrong about every single thing. And because you'll still have an occasional Democrat like Tulsi Gabbard who will come out and she'll sound, I mean, Tulsi Gabbard's terrible. She's absolutely awful on the issues, but she sounds half sane on a couple things. Yes, Chris, I know how she looks, Chris. I'm well aware. Okay, look, I'm well aware. I'm aware of how she, anyway, she sounds half sane on a couple things. What happened? They purged her out of the party. Why? Well, I want you to picture what would happen down that dark alley. Let's say you're a missionary. I'm going to go spread the word of Jesus. Bible in your hands. How do you think you would be received if you walked down that alley? Do you think you would be received with open arms? Or do you think you'd probably get hurt if not just physically escorted from the premises? The second you start speaking any truth at all in that kind of place, you will be run out of that kind of place because evil cannot hear it. That's a fact. All right. Now, Eric Adams is still whining about the illegal immigrants and Donald Trump said something about the election. We have to have a frank talk that you're going to hate, but whatever. We're going to have a talk about it. Before we get to that, I want to get to this email real quick because I promised a bunch of emails tonight. Jesse, I've read about ESG. My understanding is that money in a bank can be locked from our use. How does gold help in this situation? Okay. One, your money absolutely can be locked from your use. And if you're paying attention at all to the whole digital currency push, if you're paying attention to how these big banks and financial institutions are already working with the communists against you, you will understand full well we are not far away from these people just deciding you don't have any money anymore. Your funds are gone. Sorry, you're an enemy of the state. We're not. Now, how much you know about the breakup of Yugoslavia? No, I'm not doing a history thing, but you want to know a fascinating little detail about the breakup of Yugoslavia? When everything was absolutely going to crap around there and there was no financial systems left, you know what one of the best forms of currency was? Cigarette lighters, a Bic lighter. If you were a family, needed to buy some lettuce for the kids, take a couple cigarette lighters out there and buy them. I tell you to buy gold from Oxford Gold Group because they'll deliver real gold to your front door and because no matter what happens, you have something that will allow you to purchase goods and services. And if that dark day never comes, and I hope you never experience it, and neither do I, you hand it down to your kids so they can do the same. And then their kids, because guess what? That gold is not like the milk in your fridge. It will never expire. It will always be valuable. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. They'll take care of you. 833-995-GOLD.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Apparently it's story time tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know why that happens. Sometimes I just get in a mood. History lovers, 10 minutes. 10 minutes is all you have to wait, and we're going to talk a little bit of history because it's going to apply very much to a story that hit today. We still have to talk about them coming after kids. I'm going to get to something Trump said in just a second. We already talked about the FBI. It's going to be a good show tonight. Get to this email because I promise I get to a bunch of these. Jesse, how do you know so much detail about history? You haven't lived long enough, son. You have acquired knowledge and wisdom beyond your years. You're a young man yet. You must be some type of savant. I don't know what that word means, Chris, but I bet I am. You could quite possibly be the smartest man in the world, Jesse. At least the smartest man on radio. It's a pleasure for a retired redneck to sit at your feet, say hello to your lovely wife and boys. And he says, welcome back and congrats on your marriage, Chris. Now, I'm not intelligent. You are good at what you love. I do not have any kind of a high IQ, and I'm certainly not the smartest man in radio. All these radio guys are smarter than me. Like my buddy Buck Sexton. Buck uses words. I don't even know what those words mean. He's just one of those people with a huge brain. That's because he has a huge head, but we'll get into that another time. He's just one of these people with a huge brain. There's so many geniuses in radio. Guys I consider to be way, way, way sharper than me. I am good at history because I love it. You're good at what you love. It's inevitable. When you love something, you throw yourself into it. I know I get made fun of for being 41 years old going on 80. I like to read history books. I will go to a bookstore with my son because my youngest son's just a ferocious reader. I mean, books by the dozen. You can't imagine. He reads adult books now. Well, not adult books. That's not books that are... Hold on. Not adult books. Books that are made for adults. Anyway, but I'll go there with him, and he'll make fun of me at this point in time. He'll have all these fiction books, and I'll have, oh, look, another book on the Korean War. Oh, hey, look at what Jesse's reading about this army. Oh, one on Sparta. And I genuinely sit down and enjoy it. That doesn't take any intelligence. That's just doing what I love. I am not an intelligent human being. You probably are. I have less than 3 years of community college credits. I'm not intelligent. Speaking of unintelligent, I have a question real quick about our current thing we're doing in this country. You're aware that Texas is sending illegal immigrants to New York City. Obviously, I know you're aware of it because Eric Adams whines about it virtually every day. There's a new headline today, Eric Adams. New York City has received almost 7,600 migrants since May. And it occurs to me, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer about this, but it occurs to me that we're changing people's lives.
Changing people's lives!
Sorry, Chris. I couldn't help it. The button was right there. All right, quit. It occurs to me that we're a million miles away from actually getting real solutions to our problems because of the Republican Party. And Let me explain. I'm all down with loading illegal immigrants on a bus and sending them over to all these sanctuary cities that pretend like they're compassionate and say, hey, good, you love them? You take care of them then. I'm all about that. I'm not complaining about the policy itself. But when's the last time you heard an elected Republican talk about deporting people en masse who are here illegally? I'm dead serious. Chris? Anyone? And I don't mean the standard Republican line of this. This is what you'll get from all of our low-T GOP. Well, these criminals have to go. They're all criminals. Every single one of them. Well, what about the women and kids? Women and kids are criminals too. Get out. Go back from whence you came. Oh, hey, happy to meet you at the border. Here's a gallon of water. They're south. Start walking back the other way. How many Republicans have you ever heard discuss that? And I know you may be laughing. Maybe you're cringing. Maybe you think I'm a monster. You should understand that is standard policy for sovereign countries throughout the history of the world. Oh, you're somebody who doesn't belong here and you're trying to come in illegally? You turn around and leave. Oh, we just discovered you. You're here illegally. You chose to make illegal entry into the country. Here, allow me to place you under arrest, load you up in the back of the van, and drive you to a bus where you will be driven to the border and then sent back from whence you came. Yes, by the way, that includes women and children. Because if you don't include women and children, then they just send women and children, as they're doing now, to have their babies here. They come across the border. Boop. That's the sound it makes when a woman has a baby. Boop. Have a baby. He's now an anchor baby, a citizen of the United States of America, and he'll grow up and be here for life. So nope, the women got to go too. What about pregnant women? Yep, sorry. Here's some extra water for you. Goodbye. There's South. That's the direction. Oh, Jesse, but not kids. Yep. the kids to, because otherwise they simply do what they're doing now and they use the kids. You have these evil scumbag coyotes taking these kids into their possession and showing up at the border and saying, this is little Pedro and I'm his Uncle Julio, except it's not his Uncle Julio. He's in fact a child sex trafficker, and Pedro's about to have a rough run of it in the United States of America because we don't arrest anybody and send them back south. Do all these things sound harsh? Tough. America clearly needs a father, and we clearly don't have one now. My question is, these are things you say all the time and I say all the time. Why doesn't anyone in the low-T GOP say the same thing? Where are they? Is that message too much? It's too much to say we're going to round up and deport illegal immigrants? Well, this is what you'll get to. Well, Jesse, I'll get this in private. It drives me crazy. Well, I agree with you. You're totally right. But we have an election coming up, Jesse. Okay, there's an election coming up every 2 years. If we never, ever, 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 ever take a moment to do the right thing, then the right thing never gets done. Ever. Do you see Democrats right now facing historic losses? Do you see them slowing down because it's an election year? Well, we shouldn't pass this bill. They don't slow down at all. They don't moderate. They don't back off. Only we do that, and it drives me crazy. All right. Speaking of which, we have to, because we have such useless leadership in this country, we have to, all of us, every single one, you, me, all of us, we have to take a lot more ownership of our personal defense now. You can no longer rely on a phone call, no longer rely on, well, I'm just running down to the grocery store. There was just a shooting at a grocery store in Bend, Oregon. You're not safe anywhere. I'm not saying that to make you paranoid. I'm saying that to wake you up that there are mentally ill, violent criminals in every part of our society, every single part of it. Get a hero gun for yourself, and more importantly than you, get a hero gun for the person you love. That daughter you sent away from home, your wife, your mother, your father, have one by your bed at night. It's a non-lethal gun. Does not require a concealed carry permit. It will save your life. It has saved lives. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse for a special discount. State restrictions may apply. Now, there's a big story out. It's about the Navy. I thought it'd be an appropriate time for you and me. Talk about history. You ready for some history? Hang on. So much.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.